Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. The Lord is good to us. And if you are here this morning, brother and sister in Christ, you are in a good place. He is among us, the Lord of love. He is never late, always in time. And like Bob said, God's word is settled in heaven and on earth forever. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for this opportunity. And I pray that the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Brother and sister in Jesus Christ, I thank you for this opportunity that is given to me to share the word of God with you today. And before we proceed, I want to introduce you the man of God, my brother, Pastor Lebon. Hallelujah. This man has played a big role in my life. He's the one who raised me up. And his presence here in this place today touched me a lot. The walk is long, but the God that we serve, he's faithful. He promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Whatever he said upon your life, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass to each one of us. He can delay, but it cannot be any denial. He will be there at the appointed time. Just wait for him. Amen. Today, I'm going to share with you Israel rejected the Lord. Israel rejected the Lord. If you have your Bible, yeah, open the first book of Samuel, chapter 8. First Samuel, chapter 8, verse 1. We are going to read from verse 1 to 7. Now it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his son judges over Israel. The name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second, Abijah. They were judged in Beersheba, but his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribe, and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your son do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they say, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, that But they have not rejected you. Hear the voice of the people in all they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the elders of Israelites, they gather and then they ask Samuel that they need a king. And then Samuel inquired of the Lord. He went to the Lord and prayed. And even though before they open their mouth, God knows what they have in their heart. Because the God that we serve, His name is Alpha and Omega. Yes. The beginning and the end of everything. He declared the end by the beginning. Before you open your mouth, He knows the thought that you are thinking. He knows what you have in your heart. And because He is Alpha and Omega, He knows already the end. But still, sometimes when He asks Him, He says, just go ahead and have it. And you will see the consequence. So the Israelites rejected God. They didn't reject Samuel, but they rejected God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And even though He was rejected, He said to Samuel, heed the voice of what the people want. They say they want to have a king like other nation around them. Is he the solution to have a king? Comparison is not reason. Sometimes you say, oh, because my friends are doing this, I want to do it too. We all know the story of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. God is always manifested Himself in the midst of them by the presence of the Ark of Covenant. He's always there. And we see how God gave them victory over Jericho, the fortified city. And those people, they forget about everything that God did for them. They forget. And they say they need a king. And then Samuel chose a king for them among the people of Benjamin. And this king was Saul. Saul was consecrated when he was 30 years old. And he reigned over Israel for 42 years. But by the end, he was doing his own thing. He forgot about the commandment of the Lord. And he forgot about the word of God. And he even erected a memorial for himself. And what he did displeased God. And the kingdom was taken away from him and give it to David. Hallelujah. When I read this scripture, that take me a while back. A few years ago in my country, Togo. Togo was a German colony. And when we have our independence, the president who led the country to the independence was assassinated a few years after that, in 1963. And then a general took over. since 1963, the same family is ruling my country. 1963 to 2015, that's 52 years, the same. And what happened in the process is, all the worship song that we have in the country, they change everything in the name of the general who assassinated the first president. And they worship him. And this never ends. Even the, right now, the general passed away in 2005 and his son is ruling the country. And if you think about what's happening here in America, we have some lobbies, like gay and lesbian lobbies. We have some lobbies, they don't want to see anything concerning God in the public place. They don't want to talk about God in the schools. They don't want to talk about God in the courthouse. And look at what's going on with the racial violence that's going on in this country. And lately, when the Supreme Court judges, they vote the law for this country that lesbian and gay can get married. And this is contrary to the book, the Bible. But still, only five judges of the Supreme Court, they make the decision for us. And the whole world is looking at America, the superpower. And this look like the same thing Israel did when they don't want to hear anything from God. They just want the king, like the other nation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have opportunity. We have opportunity today. There's a lot of things going on in the country. And if you are here in America, this is the best place you can be right now. Because here, with the minimum wages, we can accomplish a lot of things. Can you believe that in the whole world, a lot of people, they live with $1 a day? And it's like 80% of the world population, they are living less than $15 every day. $15 in America, what is it? It's nothing. And God cannot let America go the wrong way. We need the body of Christ. We need the body of Christ. And the prayer, the fervent prayer of the righteous men avail that much. We have the power to change things around and to bring this country back to where it belongs. Don't underestimate yourself. The Bible gives us the authority. We have the authority. And don't underestimate that. Brothers and sisters, the God that we serve, He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. If He performed some miracle in the past, He's ready to do the same thing in our life today. And don't let the opportunity pass you by. We need to stand, and we need to stand firm. God is good all the time. He's good. He's good for us. And if you take a look back where he brought us from, most of them should be dead already. But God is merciful. He's merciful. And look at the people of God when they left Egypt going to the promised land. Most of them, they die in the wilderness because of sin. If things stay the same, we all here will be dead and forgotten. But because of one person, Jesus Christ, the Savior, because of his blood,
amen,
we are cleansed. And all our sin were washed away because of his sacrifice. God has promises for us. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he said, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You pass through the water, I will be there with you. I will be with you, and then the rivers shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire shall not burn you, and the flame shall not scorch you. We have strong promises in the God that we serve. And he said, and the Bible says, we overcome the enemy by the blood of Jesus and by the word of his testimony. Beloved, if you don't have any test, how can you have testimony? You go through the test, and then you have your testimony. And if you talk, if you have your testimony, people will follow you. And people will see Jesus through what you went.
Amen.
And all the glory will be to him.
Amen.
Jesus came to show us the way. But today, is somebody here who is rejecting God. Because you put some little God in your life that is not allowing you to move forward. Are you rejecting God? God is in the midst of us. He's here in this place.
Amen.
I have two friends. They are very good friends of mine. They are Muslim. And we'll be praying for them. And like a month ago, one of them called me and he said he received Jesus.
Yeah.
Only God can do that.
That's right.
Only God can do it. And I'm still praying for the second one. I'm pretty sure that he will receive Jesus because he got married to a Catholic woman and he been in the church before. So if you are Muslim, you be in the church, that means you acknowledge the Most High God. The fanatic Muslim, they will never be in church. Never. So I'm still hoping for my second friend, the one who is Muslim, to confess one day that Jesus is the Lord. And not long ago, last Sunday, I have a cousin who lives in Canada. He called me and he said, Alfred, are you kidding me? Because he got some heart attack like a 3-5 years ago, and then he went through the surgery, but he's still in pain. And we keep on praying, and when he called me last Sunday, he said, "Alpha, are you kidding me? Most of my pain, 95%, they disappear." That means your God is wonderful. God is at work. He's at work. He's doing wonderful things in the midst of us. And don't underestimate the power that God put in your mouth. There is a miracle in your mouth. And you just need to share your testimony. You just need to pray for people. And when you come here on Friday night watch, we're praying, God is doing wonderful things in our life.
Amen.
We need the revival for this country.
Amen.
And God can use anyone. He just wants us to be available and to come to Him and to confess and to accept Him as the Lord and as the Savior. He will do it. He don't want you to have a doctorate degree or be in a seminary. He's ready. He's ready. And He can do it. Just come to Him and ask Him. He can do it among us. And we need the revival. And God needs each one of us. I thank God for your life.
Amen.
Because you made it today. And this effort that you put in, every time that you come in the house of the Lord, it won't be vain. Because God knows our hearts. He knows us. And He's not finished with you yet. The future is before us. Future is before us. God is at work. He's about to take us at the higher level. And people will see. Like for Jesus, when He went back to His city, people asked, "Is it Jesus, the son of Joseph and the son of Mary?" They will ask. Is it that person? Because when the power of God comes upon you, you are a different person. There is a power. The power of resurrection. The power that raised Jesus from the dead. He can operate in you. That's why the scripture is asking us to renew our minds. Do not be conformed to this world. But renew your mind. And how we renew our mind? By reading the Bible. By reading the scripture. And meditate on it. Every day, every night. God told Joshua that every place that the sole of his foot will tread upon, He has given him that place. He didn't say, "I will give it to you." He said, "I have given it to you." If you have your footprint here in America or your workplace, wherever it is, when you touch that place with your footprint, God said, "I have given it to you." So don't doubt. He said, "It shall come to pass in your life." Don't take it lightly. It's the promises of God. It's the promises of God. He will do it.
Yes.
He will do it.
Amen.
And He did it in the past. He is doing it now.
Amen.
He's doing it now. And we have a friend. She used to work with Jackie. And she was tired. And she said, "Okay, I'm going home to do some business." And she went home. It didn't work out. And she came back. Now she's a nurse, and that lady, God is doing something wonderful in her life. she's taking care of a family. That family, they don't have any children. So they put the name of that lady on the will. And the husband already passed away. Now they will say, if the woman passed away, all that they have, all the property will be turned to that lady from Africa. That's a wonderful thing. We hear about how God can transfer wealth. Yes. And he did it in Egypt.
That's right.
When the Israelites were leaving Egypt to the promised land, how their neighbor blessed them with gold and silver. God is still doing the same thing in our life. But the question is, today, who are you serving? Are you serving Jesus? Or you have your little God that you're serving? Are you serving Jesus? Jesus is calling us. He is calling us. And he wants us to serve him with all our hearts, with all our strength, and with all our soul. He's about to do something great in our life, you and me. Don't underestimate. We got more than 3,700 promises in the Bible that we never claim, but it's available. It's available. And most of the time, we are just doing our little thing. We have our small plan. But God has a master plan for our life. He got a master plan. And then maybe today you don't understand. But one day, you see everything will fall in place. Everything will fall in place. And you will say, He was doing all this. He's the one behind the scene, orchestrating everything. He's directing our steps.
That's right.
Day by day.
That's right.
Sometimes we come to the point we don't have any plan. Or it's like you're turning around. Or you are in the spiritual desert. But if you lift up your eyes and you talk to him, he will make you fit his plan. And he's the one who creates you. He got a plan for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. We didn't create ourselves. God is the one who creates us, and he has a plan. Brother and sister, let's come to the real God. And let's stop looking for a false problem. If you are facing a problem that is not in the Bible, or it didn't happen to somebody in the Bible, it's a false problem. If you read the Bible from cover to cover, and then the solution of your problem is not there, just abandon that problem. And come to the real God. Come to the real King. With the new covenant, Jesus make it for us wonderful. Because before, in the Old Testament, if you sin, you die. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So Jesus is here to give us eternal life. He wants to give us eternal life to you and to me. He's ready. He never changed. And we got the best covenant, the best one, best ever. And as a Christian, we should not be depressed. Because the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we have inheritance in our God. Can you believe it? The owner of earth and heaven. we have inheritance in him. You can come from a family, you don't have any heritage from your parents, but God said that he give you inheritance in him. And you can say, okay, he got inheritance for me, but how come I'm struggling like this? Brother and sister, what God promised us is spiritual. I remember that pastor, he's from Togo, William Tite. He said one time, Lord, I know that paradise exists. I know that heaven exists. But now, I want to have a little bit of heaven here on earth before I see you that day face to face. Heaven is real. And God is not dead. He is alive.
Yes.
He is alive. But the world just wants to waste your time to distract you with all the problem that is going around us to tell you that God is dead. He is not dead. Nietzsche, this German philosopher, he said a long time ago that God is dead. And then the day Nietzsche himself died, somebody went down there and said, Nietzsche is dead. Sign the doctor. The God that we serve, he is alive.
Amen.
From the beginning to the end, he will be the same. He never changed. He never changed. Brothers and sisters, do not ask for God, for any king, any idol. They won't take you anywhere. Just ask for Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He give you eternal life. He satisfy you with long days. And he give you strength. He give you joy. And he give you happiness. Everything that you need here. Before that day you will see him face to face. All the ingredients to be successful is ready. And is with Jesus. Come to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen.
Amen.